Hello, and welcome to the Run With Ellie live show, the show that brings you stories from your everyday runners to professional athletes and other specialists in the running community who all share a common passion for the sport. I'm your host, Coach Ellie. I hope my podcast can help you change the way you live and the way you move, so in the long run, you're able to live a sustainable and healthy lifestyle that you deserve. The purpose of this podcast is to promote the love of running. Throughout my experience speaking with the individuals in the running community, I've found that many of us seek acceptance and relatability in some way, shape, or form. On Run With Ellie Live, I tie together the common pain points and solutions through the stories told by the special guests on the show. Each individual has a unique running journey and shares how running impacts the mind and body in the sport and outside of it, both mentally and physically. So stop being so hard on yourself. Tune in right here weekly for new motivational episodes with special guests to inspire you to change your life for the long run. Thank you once again for joining us on Run With Ellie Live. Please don't forget to support the show and our special show guests by clicking on the subscribe button in Apple Podcasts or whichever platform you choose to listen to the show on. Hi, everyone. Welcome to the Run With Ellie Live podcast. It is April 2nd, and it is really sunny here in San Diego, California. Darcy, I don't know how it is in Los Angeles. I think that's where you are right now.
Yeah, I'm in LA. It's nice and sunny here.
Yes, nice and sunny. Oh, my gosh. We love it. Sorry, New Yorkers. I know it's a little dreary in New York right now, but hey, we're bringing the sunshine to you today. So
there you go. I just did TSP. They call it Secrets. So we ran from Salt Lake City to Vegas, and it was like freezing cold the entire race. So I came back yesterday and it was sunny, and I was just soaking up all of the sun and the warmth and appreciating every moment of it. So,
you know, I think that gives us a little more to appreciate. I had no idea you did the speed project. Wow.
Yeah.
Secret thing. I definitely want to talk about that.
I'm just saying, I'm not always in the sunshine. So the last couple, yesterday and today, I'm like very much appreciating it. So,
yeah. We'll dive more into that later. I love that. Wow, that's a far way to go. To the listeners on air, if you're new, please do not forget to subscribe to this show after listening to today's episode. And if you're returning on here, I hope you've already subscribed. So yeah, get ready for a really fun chat. Darcy Budworth is the founder of Take the Bridge. I'll let her, you know, talk about that. It's a very, very cool concept. They put on amazing races, and I think they're accessible to, you know, anyone who just really wants to partake in the running community. Even if you're not running in them, just watching them is inspiring, to say the least. So Darcy, welcome. Welcome back to the sunshine, to the show. I'm so happy to have you. And just really quickly, I love how you mentioned, like, you're so appreciative of the sunshine, because I think when we, you know, spoke about that a few weeks ago and, like, you know, talking about moving from the East Coast to the West Coast, that was one of the things we both kind of appreciated on this side.
I lived in New York for 18 years. I went to college out there and then I stayed. And there's so many things about New York to love and appreciate. But when I moved to California, one of the reasons is like, I just want to be outside enjoying the warmth of the sun as often as I possibly can and exploring and having adventures. And I just feel like that's what LA is all about, or at least it is for me right now. I'm 2 years into living in LA and I travel a lot for work, and it's just a nice place to come back to. And every time I come back from a trip, I just feel so appreciative and thankful for my life here and like just what it all brings to me. And there's something about being in the sun most of the days. Like, there are days where it rains, but like just having that around you, it just brings this like life force that I can't help but be like thankful and, you know, like smiling ear to ear every time I come back, you know? So.
Yeah. You know, I think that the weather does have a huge toll on anyone's, attitude, like vibe, you know, all the things.
100%. Like living in New York for 18 years, there are like the summers are intense, warm, humid, and like half the time you don't want to be outside because it's so hot and humid. And then the winters are so cold and there's snow and it's just like, and when you think about it, when you leave your apartment, you're gone all day long and you're carrying your belongings for the entire day. So you thinking of that and like having all of your stuff on you as you go through humidity and sun or through cold and windiness and snow, it's like every element, it's like a battle along the way. You know what I'm saying? And so to go from that to this, it's like a breath of fresh air.
Yeah. And, you know, not to bash New York or anything, but I agree with you. I think it's a hustle and bustle, you know, you kind of have to do it. You don't have a car. Most people don't drive from Brooklyn to Manhattan. Otherwise, like, you're going to be paying for parking up the wazoo, and that's just not what people do there. So,
And I go back to New York on a regular basis. Like, I was just there 2 weeks ago, and I love traveling and visiting New York, but it was just a different time and place of my life. So, anyways, all that to say, like, both are great cities. I'm just blessed. I'm really loving my LA life right now.
Yeah. Good. Good. Yeah. New York will always be my home too. I'm from there. So, but yeah, you know, we love the sun. So Darcy, I would love for you to tell us, even though we got a little glimpse of it, about who you are, like, in and outside of running, and then segue into, you know, Take the Bridge and, you know, how you got started with that, what it is.
Yeah, of course. So let's see here. I grew up in Portland, Oregon, and growing up, my mother was an avid athlete. She was a speed walker, which sounds funny, but she was a very fast speed walker. She was very competitive. She used to do these races all the time. And so I just grew up in a household where, you know, like, fitness and being active was really important to our family. And also, like, my dad used to take us hiking to the Columbia River Gorge all the time. So it was just like a part of our life from the very beginning of my life from the very beginning. I did not run until I moved to New York. So I moved to New York in 2004, 2003 to go to school. And I went to an art school called Pratt Institute, and it's in Brooklyn. And I studied interior architecture at Pratt. And living in Brooklyn, I don't know, like, Brooklyn has always spoken to me, and I've always just loved Brooklyn. And every time I tried to move into the city, I'd be there for a couple of months and I'd be like, I need to go back to Brooklyn. So anyways, I moved to New York for school and for art. And then while going to school, you know, I was active, but I never ran. And it wasn't until after I graduated that I started running. And I find that it's hard to live in New York without getting that running bug, you know, and like, everybody in New York runs, and it's like very much a huge culture in that city. And so, just friends of friends, and like somebody that I knew from Portland moved to New York, and he was a big running person, and all of those elements combined kind of brought me into running in general. Right. And so I was doing all of the New York Roadrunner races. I was part of a New York Roadrunner team. So like, if you look at New York Roadrunner's website, they have like different teams in the city, Dashing Whippets, Central Park Track Club, you know, all those different regular teams that you would ever think of that have been around for like years and years and years. I joined the New York Harriers because they said something about in their bio about running, like taking running seriously, but also going out and having drinks afterwards. And I was like, yes, that's me. so I started running in that way. And I think after a few years of me running in New York and doing all the New York Roadrunner races, and like what I found, like, New York Roadrunners is amazing and they're great for what they do. One, in having these races that are available to everybody, they have like thousands of people that do every single race. But what I found is that I was getting bored. And at the time, I think they've branched out since, but like at the time, 90% of their races were around Central Park and you would show up every weekend and it would be a different race called something different, but it would be the same loop of Central Park. Maybe it'd be in an opposite direction. Maybe you'd do a 4 mile loop instead of the 6 mile loop, but it was like the same thing every time. And I'm forgetting what exactly brought me into this world of, like, I think I started to hear about bridge runners and I was so intrigued by who they were. And I don't know even how I heard about them, but they had like a little space on Elizabeth Street. And I went to their Elizabeth Street location. And what I've now learned is that like Nike employees kind of like ran the Elizabeth Street bridge runners location at the time. And I went in and I was like, when are your runs? And they were like, they wouldn't tell me. And it was very like secretive. And then I went to their website. They had websites at the time. I think Instagram really wasn't a thing. And it was just like, I was trying every way to try to figure out how to run with bridge runners because they seem like the cool runners. And I could never figure it out. And then I think the very first thing is that the Red Hook Crit opened up their course to the 5K. And my husband at the time was really into cycling and really into the Red Hook Crit. And so he told me about it and we went and we ran it. And it was an experience unlike any other experience. And like when you go, like the Red Hook Crit had like such a huge following for cyclists. And so like you go and there's huge crowds cheering you on. And there's this short little 1K course that you do five times. And it's just this energy that is unparalleled to any of the races that New York Roadrunners have. And that was the first thing that I was like, oh my gosh, this is different. You know, like something, a new option to racing, right? And then a couple of months later, David Trimble, and then the guy from OSR, Joe DeNoto, threw the very first midnight half. And again, my husband at the time says to me like, oh, they're throwing this other race. And because the first race was so amazing, I was like, yes, I have to do this. I don't think I signed up till the day of. And I remember like sitting in a coffee shop or a Starbucks or whatever, trying to plan my route, like maybe an hour beforehand. And I did this race and you started in the Lower East Side. There was a checkpoint out at the Trimble racing offices, which is in Red Hook. And that was the Preem. And then there was one other checkpoint, I don't remember. And then you had to go back to the Lower East Side. And I had my husband meet me at a certain point with water. And I'm racing. I start this race. I don't know anybody in the race. I don't know anybody in this whole run scene. And I get to the halfway point, the checkpoint Preem, and it's an out and back in Red Hook. And I realize, like maybe 400 meters before, it's like me and the girl beside me are the first girls. And I'm like, oh gosh, I need to get this Preem. And so like I sprint and I just hit the turn in the right way and I get the Preem. And I was like, oh my gosh. And then I run back and I end up getting second overall, but I got the Preem in second and I walked away with like maybe $500 for the night. And again, I walk away and I was like, wow, this is a whole other kind of experience. And I think after that, like my mindset had shifted and I was like, I don't know, like these, it's like taking something that is very corporate and then like something that is like totally something else and like changing the rules and the game of everything. And so with those two things in mind, it just kind of shifted my mindset and I started running with OSR. And maybe a year later, it was just this whole moment in time in New York where everybody was shifting the paradigm of how you ran and how you raced. It was right when Cruise started. And it's just like, I wanted to be a part of it and I wanted to offer something myself, you know? And so that was when I thought to myself, I want to offer something that is, you know, like contributing to what's happening right now. And so that period in time, and at the time because I was going to OSR, I talked to Joe and I was like, how can I throw a race that's not in competition to yours, but like offers something in addition and, you know, as a part of this whole community. And so that's where Take the Bridge came from. So sorry if that was a very long.
No, story. Good. Yeah, it's good for, you know, anyone on here listening. For me, I just so much. And I love that. I was just smiling because I was like, wow. Racing doesn't have to always be so serious. And I feel like sometimes not hating on New York Roadrunners, but like, yes, it's the same loop a lot. And yes, it's like all about like the corrals, right? And your watch and the time. And like, that's great. But also running is so much, it's supposed to be fun, right? And it's like when you're pushing your limits and like trying to like get like, you know, to a certain checkpoint and like, you're like, holy crap, like that's a whole different kind of rewarding. And also when you're just trying to do it in like the middle of the night, like kind of like an unsanctioned race. And yeah, it's like a different kind of running scene. You dress up, whatever. It's just, it's more fun. It's a different component. It brings the fun back into the racing scene, I feel like. So So
I think like part of it is, you know, New York runners, they have, or general races, they have so many people in the race that you can get lost within the crowd. You're one of many. And something with these unsanctioned races, like one, they're put on by locals. Like it's like the people that are in the community know what the community needs, right? Mm-hmm. But also it's a very small field, like, you know, like 50, 100 people, you don't get lost. Like everybody sees you. Everybody, there's no moment where you're spacing out and not paying attention. You're paying attention 100% of the time, you know? And so like, it's a much more dynamic way of racing. Sometimes I think of it as like, if you think about how, you know, like competitive runners, like pro runners race, and how like they have different sprints during their race, and like everybody can see them. And if they have a bad day, everybody sees that bad day, or like they can't ever just zone out during their races, I don't think. And so like, it's almost like taking that and applying that to your everyday runner. Right? Like there's different times where you're sprinting during the race because you're trying to like race through traffic, or you're trying to hit that checkpoint and come back. And because you're part of, like, you know, everybody around you, you're racing with people that you know, and like they almost keep you honest to your pace at the same time. So it's like all these different elements that are not present in your typical race.
Yeah. No, I love that. It's so true. I was just thinking of, I haven't done a Take the Bridge race yet. I will, and I hope they come to San Diego. I've done an OSR race, and it was like, it's something I needed in the middle of a hard marathon block. Just like a different kind of
it race. So what it also offers, like sometimes I have brands asking me like, where does a Take the Bridge race fall within like when somebody's planning out their race calendar? And what I think of it, it's not like your A race, but it's like maybe your B or C race. And it's like, as you're training for that marathon, as you're training for whatever race, it's a race to kind of like mix things up. It's something where like when you're in the middle of like this huge block of like training really hard, it's a moment to maybe test your fitness, but also to like have fun and throw out the rule book and throw out your like pacing plan and all that. And just literally, I like to like literally turn off my watch and like not even pay attention to how fast I'm running, but it's more of like feeling how your body feels at different paces and racing that way, you know?
Yeah. I love that. Cause that's how I train. So yes, I do know. I love that. It's really easy to get caught up in the numbers on our watch. Yeah, and I think 100%. I love that. So I would love for you to talk about the logistics of like Take the Bridge, like, you know, like what do the races involve? Like, what are they? How can we get involved?
Yeah. So our races started in New York, obviously. They've been going, this is the 9th year of racing for us. And so they started just in New York, and New York has these really long iconic bridges that connect Brooklyn to Manhattan. And so using those, they're easily a mile each direction. And so it started as we would just start on one side and we'd race over to the other side, maybe hit a checkpoint on the other side and then come back. So like maybe 75% of the race is on a bridge. Nowadays, we may start on a bridge or the major checkpoint might be on the bridge, but a lot of the racing is out on the streets, right? And so we did races just in New York for the first 3 years of doing races. And the first race outside of New York was in Boston. And then after that, we went to Chicago. And now we have races all over the world. So we've done them all over the US, Austin, New York, LA. I have a ton of them in LA since I live here. Portland, from where I'm from, we've had them in San Diego before. We've had them in Chicago. And in Raleigh and Austin and Nashville and so many other places just in the US. And then London, we had one in, and then all over Canada. And then recently we're now going to Paris this year.
So, oh my gosh, this weekend?
It's April 19th is the Paris race.
Okay, cool. Because the Paris Marathon is this weekend. So I was just curious.
Yeah, it's a little bit after that. Yeah.
Yeah. So fun. Oh my gosh. Wow. Yeah. Wow. Okay. That's amazing. Are you going to Berlin?
It's kind of like if you know, for the races, but honestly, as long as you follow us on Instagram, that's where we announce everything. We don't have a newsletter or anything. It's literally strictly Instagram. So follow our Instagram. I would say put notifications on your Instagram for any time we post, because if we post, it means that we're announcing a race. So
good to know. I love that. So I will share the Instagram in the show notes, not to worry. Yeah. We are going to Berlin this year.
I don't know.
You're not allowed to say, right?
I think there's just a lot of things up in the air. And so the past year I've done races, like back-to-back-to-back races, probably for the past 2 or 3 years since COVID, I've been doing back-to-back races constantly. Mm-hmm. And I do have a day job. It's in the architecture field. So doing races and throwing races in addition to my job can be a little exhausting. So this year I'm taking a little bit of a break and focusing just on races in New York and LA, and then any international opportunities that come up. And so who I work with, Solomon, we have a lot of different ideas on what we want to do this year. So
exciting. I could tell you're excited. Well, yeah, no, that seems like a lot, but balance is important. And
we
all need to stay sane a little bit. Just a few more questions for you. So thank you for sharing all that. So say like I'm a new runner and I am very intimidated by like the racing scene, kind of like you were when you showed up to the Midnight Half, right? You didn't know anybody. Like, what would you say to me if I was interested in, you know, a Take the Bridge race and I didn't think I was fast enough, or I didn't, you know, I wasn't really sure.
So it's funny. This is a problem that I've seen more in females than in males. And men feel like they can just show up to anything, and even if they've never ran that fast, it doesn't bother them at all, right? What I like to say is, one, no matter what, our race is for any kind of pace, any whatever pace you are, new to running, whatever, we want you at our races. Like everybody, there's such a wide range of paces that show up at our races, and everybody has a place, right? We also have a bike marshal that follows alongside some of the final finishers just to make sure that they're safe and that they don't get intimidated by the fact that they keep getting lost, and like they help them out along the course. So that's always really helpful as well. What we've done recently is we have women-only races, and this is specifically to try to help encourage women of all paces to show up and race at our races, right? And so whenever we do these races, we say to everybody, if you've ever been scared, if you've ever been intimidated to do our races, this is the race for you. And there's something about all these women uniting that like creates something so powerful that nobody's intimidated to show up, right? And everybody's there watching out for one another. Everybody is there helping each other throughout the race. And you really do see runners of all ranges, of all abilities showing up for that race. And what that has done is created like a race that's an opener to our community. And then after they do one of those races, they're much more likely to show up to any of our other races as a result. So that's one thing. If you're scared, show up to one of our women's only races, but really you can show up to any of them, and no matter what, we're going to be welcoming to you.
That's awesome to know. Yeah. So beginner runners on here, don't be scared. It's a time for everyone to shine, right?
And I really do think all these things that we're talking about, the like sprinting at different points, being really focused and like present during your race, that happens for everybody at every part of the race. I've seen that throughout all paces of our races, experiencing that those times and moments in the race, which is great.
Oh my God, I love it. Love it. I think that you guys bring a very, you guys kind of like lower the barrier to entry to racing in a way that's welcoming and not so intimidating. And it's like, who cares about your pace? We're all here to do the same thing, push our butts and run, right?
I think there's two things that are really important to have at our races. And not only is it one, getting out of your element, getting out of your own way, and just seeing how fast you can run without having your watch on you or paying attention to all these metrics that people normally pay attention to. But the other thing is bringing community together. And so you'll see that even in the beginning when we get a course and people are trying to build, or we give out checkpoints and people are trying to build a course on what they're going to run. And you see all these people huddled together and what do you think you'll take and whatever, what can we do this or that? On the race, during the race, you see people helping each other out. Oh, let's turn here. Let's, even if you don't even know anybody, you're all there together. And I see that so often. And then at the very end, we always have a party at the end and everybody kind of like shares their experience at the party. And it's the entire night is to bring all these different run groups together. If you've never run with any crew, if you run with one crew and you've never talked to anybody of another crew, it's a moment to really bring all those people together.
I love that. And I was going to ask you what you love most about the running community, but I think that like you're creating it too, and you're creating like a different, a community within community, right? And just a place accessible to people to have fun and push themselves. And that's really special. I feel like running can be such a solo sport sometimes, but it's really not.
That's true. I think something that I saw this in New York for a period and I don't see it there anymore, but I have seen it a little bit in LA, is like you run with one group and then you're discouraged from hanging out with people of another group. And it's so silly. It's like, we're all running. Like just because I don't train with that other group, I can't talk to them. That's crazy. So it's like, I like to bring everybody together and make sure everybody realizes we're all in this together. We're all like a part of this community together. So
it's important. Yeah, it is important. I get what you're saying. You know, I feel like it's great to have a group. Like I'm a part of a team and I love them, but it's also important to immerse yourself in the community with people of all sorts who love to do what you do. And to, you know, like if you're running on the street, say hi to someone.
Yeah, 100%.
You
know? Yeah. Nobody does that in New York, but people do that outside of New York, you know.
Oh my gosh. It's okay. Like can't take the New Yorker out of a New Yorker, I guess. Okay. Awesome. This was so helpful. One last question for you before we wrap up. Besides me asking you, why'd you say yes to being on the Run with Ally Live podcast today?
I tend to be on a lot of different podcasts, and what I enjoy about them is like the new audience that they kind of bring to our base. And I also just think that I get asked different questions from different people, you know, and like the more of these that I'm on, the more people can kind of learn about our races and understand about our races. And it brings more of, you know, like an attention to the races from different audiences. So I think that's what was important to me. So
I love it.
And I also just like talking to people from all the different places. And you know, the thing about this run community is it's so big and it's ever expanding and evolving. And something that I love and appreciate that has been given to me or brought into me from running is just that you meet people at different races, at different events, and they're not just people from your own neighborhood, but like they could be from all over the world. And what I love now is that I travel constantly for work and I can be in a city and most often I know at least one or two people in that city from running, you know? Mm-hmm. And so it's just a great experience that, you know, like this whole community is a network of all these different people and you can constantly be expanding and building upon it. And, you know, so another reason I said yes.
No, I love that. And it's so true. It's so true. I think ever since the pandemic, the running community has like doubled or tripled. There's walkers turning to runners and it's very inspiring to see. I respect it all and I love it all. It's like, yeah.
Also what people don't realize is that walking is always a part of running.
It is.
At some point. So like you could be a pro athlete and you're going to run most of the time, but I don't know, you're having a bad day. You stop and walk for a minute, you know, and like, trail running, half of it's power hiking, to be honest, you know? So like,
yeah, Yeah, you know, like I coach people who run walk marathons. I think there's nothing wrong with that. Like the Jeff Galloway method, like that's a great method. It's still time on your feet. It's still aerobic.
Many people, when you're doing a marathon, stop and walk the aid stations. Like,
yeah, it's totally fine. Like, they're like qualify for Boston. Like, come on. It's, yeah, I agree with you. Walking is a part of running. 100%. Yeah.
So,
I love that. Yeah. Well, thank you so much, Dorothy, for joining me on the podcast today. I can't wait to share this with the world and, you know, to a lot of listeners to expose, take the bridge and just who you are. So I really appreciate the chat. And yeah, to everyone on here, I hope you enjoyed it too. And I'll see you the next time. Thank you so much.
Don't forget to become a member on my website to get updates on my weekly new special episodes on the show, sharing fun running feats, training methodologies, and all things running related to help you keep your running fun. Reference the link in the show notes to become a member of the Run With Allie community so you can connect with other like-minded individuals who love running just as much as you do. Again, do not forget to subscribe to the show by clicking the Follow Plus button in Apple Podcasts or subscribing on whichever platform you're listening to the show on. Please leave a review under the episode in whichever directory you're listening to the show in so I can better provide you with the top-notch content I strive to deliver you week in and week out. Thank you again for listening to Run With Allie Live. If you are looking for the perfect solution to finish your first marathon injury-free, even if you've tried to get in shape in the past and failed, sign up and get access to your free 24-week program now by clicking in the link in the show notes under this episode. Sign up now. All you need to submit is your email, and I'll see you on the inside. Thank you so much for listening to Run With Allie Live. See you next time.